The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a show where we review reviews from around the internet. That's right, user-generated reviews from places like Amazon, Yelp, Google reviews, mostly Amazon, because those are funny. Yelp's good too, but they're all good. We'll see where we go.
So many places.
So many places. But the question that is on everyone's mind, I can guarantee it, because it's on my mind, and you know, I'm tapped into the masses. Because all I do is go on the internet all damn day. Anyway, enough about me. Matt, the question on the people's minds is, how do you like your eggs?
I like my eggs lots of ways. Granted, we just, you know, had a big eggy in the basket. Right. What to do about that.
A big hubba-baloo.
That's not an every week kind of thing, though.
Yeah, I feel like that's a special little cute thing you do on a cute little Sunday in a little cottage.
Yeah, more often than not, I like a good over-easy egg.
Over-easy.
Scrambles are good, but over-easy, yeah, it's quality.
Yeah, I've been kind of a scramble purist most of my life, but these days, a good fried egg.
Yeah, man.
Hear that
sizzle.
Fried up in the oil, flip it around. I don't know what this is called, but basically I start making like an over easy, over medium, but I break the yolk halfway through.
Oh, you dirty it up.
I dirty it up, so you know, you get the yolk marbleization
just
through
that
the whole
that
thing.
Streak through it, yeah.
Oh. That's the best on a sandwich, which is my preferred.
You put
egg.
That on a steak and egg sandwich or something.
Ooh.
It feels like I'm going to O'Hare right now, getting myself a breakfast sandwich so I can fly out to Newark.
You got me screaming. When I one time I went to O'Hare, they had a Cuban restaurant there. I had a little Cuban sandwich, and it was wonderful. Well, grab yourselves a snack. If you're not if you weren't hungry before, I imagine you're hungry now.
I'm going to start.
Do it.
I'll start with a short one, you know, just ease us in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a review here for the Neptune statue on the boardwalk at Virginia Beach, Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's a Google review. George Farrar writes, "As far as statues go, this is a pretty statue-y statue. Like, no one is going to mistake it for Michelangelo's David, but it's a nice beach feature. 3 stars.
Beach features. Beach. We're worried about beach features here. Beachers,
okay, this guy,
will.
This man says it's a statue-y statue. It's a statue-y..." I'm going to send you a picture of this statue-y statue.
The Neptune statue. Oh, it is? I was wondering if it was just a man who had the nickname Neptune, but this is a Neptune, god of the sea.
He's commanding a turtle.
Yeah, he's palming a giant sea turtle, and he has a trident in the other hand.
And you may notice at the bottom of the picture, there's a plaque to give you some sense of scale as to how massive this thing actually is.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this statue kicks ass, folks.
It is insanely detailed. I
see a nipple.
This statue's got nips.
If you want the idea of how detailed.
Realism. The beard curls, there's probably bird nests up in his hair. It's so he's got the hyacinthine curls cascading down.
And it looks like it's a top of a rocky, it's just like a pile of rocks. And it looks like there's some sort of a nautilian creature, an octopus, if you will, wrapping itself around.
for sure. There's some starfish. There's some fish. Apparently, this thing is adorned with all manner of ocean dwellers.
What's not to love?
I don't know.
It is a statuey statue. He's right. There's nothing not statuesque about it. But that's sort of, I mean, there's veins in his hands and his muscles.
He's one tough dude.
This guy's gripping the trident. He's ready to grip that trident and rip it, brother.
He's going to throw that turtle for a Hail Mary touchdown.
And that turtle looks determined to smite whatever enemy he may meet in the end zone.
He's on the team, too.
Yeah, this isn't just any turtle. This is Neptune's trusty turtle, Patrick. No, Patrick's not good. There's already a prominent sea creature named Patrick. Carlito, that's this turtle's name.
Okay.
You don't like it?
I love Carlito.
Thank you.
So maybe I've been interpreting this wrong. Like, maybe it's George's problem. He's saying, no one's going to mistake it for Michelangelo's David. I think that's a good thing.
You're right.
It's not a bad thing.
You're right.
Don't want to be a copycat. Absolutely. With your statues.
Yeah. We don't need another David. We don't need another Mike's David.
We don't need another little wee-weed statue hanging out there.
What'd you say, wee-wee?
Little wee-wee statue, yeah.
A little wee-wee? Oh, David's got the little wee-wee hanging out.
Neptune has some modesty. His lower body is just encased in stone. We can't see that. He's leaving it all to mystery.
Yeah, he may be naked, but I think there's constantly sort of ocean bubbly swirls around his nethers just to be modest.
There's a constant presence of sea foam swirling around.
Makes this George guy such a fucking expert on sculpture. I'm looking at Michelangelo, and yeah, it is apparent it's artistic value. It is insanely detailed in the muscles and stuff, but like,
he's just standing.
He's just standing there with his wee-wee out, his little plumbus. Hanging out for everyone to see. He's got his little towel over his shoulder like he owns the place. I tell you, Neptune does own the place.
Literally, the entire sea.
The entire goddamn ocean, dude. That's 70% of the world.
I'm looking at George's other reviews. I actually went and it, for whatever reason, Google goes straight to their photos that they've posted with reviews, not just their reviews. He's got a lot of pictures of statues and architecture. Dude's been lots of places in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he is sort of a statue expert.
Well, at the same time, he's talking about Anthony's Junior Strasbourg pepperoni and sausage pizza. Delicious. Large pizza for $10. Bargain. who's gonna take advice from a man who's in the same breath talking about pizza as he's talking about statues?
Yeah, I want to say before we move on, there's been a lot of talk, and there always has been a lot of talk about David's little bajoon between his thighs.
Yeah.
And that's all well and good. You know, that's an eye grabber. But I so happened to stumble in Google Images upon a picture of David's backside.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, David's got a fat ass. David is looking thick. Why is no one talking about David's voluptuous butt cheeks?
I mean, you look at a lot of the statues from that era, and even the women aren't they're well endowed, but their stomachs, their legs, they're a bit more full compared to contemporary Instagram model fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that, I don't know, it's the picture, the image of life. You're well fed, you're nourished, you're
right.
You're enjoying what life has to offer. So if you got a fat can, just shake that fat can.
Yeah, I like back that ass up, David. Show me what you're working with. All right, I don't think anyone wants to hear us talk anymore about where that is going. So I got a little heartwarming place for us to bring us.
Okay.
a heartwarming review to bring us somewhere nice. This is a review for A Beautiful Man, Kindle edition by Kathy Goldwyn on Amazon Reviews. It is a... on the cover, it's just a... Actually, I'm bringing us right back to where we were. It's just a very hot guy sort of taking off his hoodie, his face shadowed in darkness. This, ooh, by the way, is you can get this book free with Kindle Unlimited or $2.99 by now with one click. Kathy Smith writes a review titled Heartwarming Romance, and the review reads... A heartwarming story of highs and lows. Love the trials they have to deal with in their lives. All the tragedies that haunted them and the struggles to overcome their past. It just shows that with hope, strength, and love, you can find a future. Isn't that nice?
Just did not give a... I was waiting for a star count there.
Oh, I apologize. 4 stars.
Okay, that is nice.
Yeah, I was just sort of taken up with how nice it was.
That's... Just like Job could tell you, you put up with a lot of stuff. Hey, things might turn out all right. Things might turn out all right.
Things might turn out okay. You know, this, it makes me want to read this book. This world needs some more beautiful men.
Honestly.
Kathy Goldwyn.
If you're going to want to read it. Any book with a cover like that, I guess... Stop, Matt. Stop in your tracks. Don't judge the book by its cover.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't do that. I'm just thinking that a really good book that I think has a lot of the same themes on this, The Count of Monte Cristo. Have you read that thing?
I have not read The Count of Monte Cristo. I remember, were you reading it in college? Was
I read
roommate?
It shortly after college. Dude is like Batman, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
He's a master of disguise, master of everything. Like, he lost his love. Spoiler alert. He survived death on numerous occasions, escaped. It's just super educated, super taught, super self-funded eventually. And he just wants to try and get his love back. He's like the suffering of Odysseus combined with the intellect of George Clooney in Ocean's 11.
Is there vigilante justice in it?
There is justice. Yeah, the people who done wrong get their comeuppance eventually.
Wow. Cool.
This was written by Alexandre Dumas, was it not? Yes, it was, Matt. Good memory. Dude wrote Three Musketeers and all of their trails. This was just another magical tale. But at the end, like the thing that he says, the wisest thing in human nature is hope and wait.
So Beautiful Man is just sort of a smut successor to Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah,
is what
it's
I'm
the
getting.
Dirty, it's the adult version. Like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
I just want to say, I don't know how to package this joke. I've been trying the whole time, especially because I don't want to talk down a great author's name. You know, I have great respect for the authors of the classics. And I apologize if this joke has been done before, but Alexandre Dumas... More like Alexander Dumbass. Thanks. Again, all due respect to Mr. Dumas. I'm a huge fan of Three Musketeers, and it sounds like I need to read Count of Monte Cristo.
It's pretty wild.
But I got some bad news about Beautiful Man, if anyone was looking to read it.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking at some of the specs here. It's length 327 pages. It's got all the Kindle features ready to go. But unfortunately, age level is 18 to 18. So we can't read it.
We've missed that window.
We've missed the window. Why didn't anyone tell me?
Gotta hire some kid to read this to me. Just sit in a room, have an 18-year-old read to me.
That's a great idea. That is what a loophole. They do. How could they miss that?
I'm on to you. These kids, once they get a book in their hands, they won't stop reading that thing.
Right. I just wanna snuggle in to my on the couch. You know, the 18-year-old can pull up a rocking chair. You know, get real comfy as well. And I just want them to casually read me Beautiful Man.
I'm picturing sort of the opposite of The Giver, where the old man was transferring memories to our young protagonist. This is us aged 20-somethings being taught by an 18-year-old with a mug of cocoa.
Yeah, it's like when people volunteer at the old folks' home, except the old folks' home is just full of washed-up millennials. Sad, broken millennials.
I have to follow the rules. It says I can't read it. 18-year-olds. Oh, come on. I'll take the money, but you should rebel.
I just need to feed off that Zoomer youth. Give it back to me. The world took my 20s from me. Let me have some of yours. Isn't that, yeah, and that's how that pyramid bank, how, don't those rich people, like, mainline young people blood? Because it's good for them? I think I'm going to get into that.
Yeah.
I want, while they're given the blood transfusion, you know, the noodles going from my arm to theirs, and I'm sucking up all their good, good blood, they also are reading me Beautiful Man by Kathy Goldwyn.
Not only, like, empowering your heart physically, but also emotionally.
Yes, yes, hitting all the bases. And then once, and as they read the final paragraph, their raisin-like husk of a body turns to dust, and I am renewed. Again, 18, at which time I may read the sequel to Beautiful Man myself.
No doubt it's out there.
Actually, I think Beautiful Man is the sequel. Get this. you'll never guess what the first one's called.
So by any chance, Beautiful Woman?
Even funnier.
Beautiful Boy?
Yes!
Oh, God. Really, charting some new territory. Like, hey, what was the author's name? Did we say that?
Kathy Goldwyn. Goldwyn.
Kathy, baby, we love it. It's great. Do you have anything else you're working on? We love Beautiful Boy.
Beautiful Man? Yes. Oh. Yes, Kathy. Amazing.
To the corks on the bottles of champagne. Just poof, poof, poof. Oh, start drinking now, everyone. Kathy's got it.
The helicopters fly in. Every rich person's coming to this party. Every rich person's getting a piece of the Beautiful Man cake.
Which is just like, it's a man-sized cake being served on a man. It's that those type of rich people where they eat their food off of people.
And the table is just for men.
On all fours.
Yes. Man, I want to go to that party. That sounds like a trip.
Yeah, that sounds nuts.
All right, Mr. Nuts, you got another review for
me? Yeah, as long as we're literary, I have a review that I thought I would have to affect in some way while reading, just because of the flavor that is in this review. I couldn't read it straight. I couldn't, or maybe just, I have to, this one's special.
I'm so ready for it.
This review was sent to me by my cousin Allie, who has her own podcast, and we recently talked shop just a spare moment. I guess we can plug that at the end. Yeah. But
well, plug it right now. What's the name of it?
It is called the Campaign Her podcast.
Campaign Her.
So for the probably statistically small amount of women in our listening audience, check that out. She's really funny, really smart, and just really good at what she does. So you can listen to that just like you listen to us. This is a review for a place she worked. She does social media stuff better than us dumb boys. This was a review I guess she had to respond to in her job functions for Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. I actually don't have a name to go attached with it, so I'll just say customer. Customer wrote, and I think this looks like it was probably posted on Facebook, maybe? It's hard to tell. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll just go for it.
Go for it.
Also, time out. Before I get to it, there are some emojis, some 2! Emojis in that. I don't know if there's a specific name for that other than 2!
Yeah, I think that's called the an emoji.
Yeah. So when I make a sound like that, there are some of the question and terabangs, the exclamation point question marks in this also. I'll just affect those. Anyway, customer writes, "So, in the words of my petty sis, Erica, what we not gon' do is this horrid customer service in the year of our Lord hashtag 2018.
Oh, God.
Now, see here. I've been trying to refrain from posting much on da book lately for reasons I'd rather not say. How beaver, this was just like fire shut up in my bones. So, here goes. Picture it, Sicily, 1922. Me and a former co-worker, Letitia, decides to go feed our faces at Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen for lunch. Meanwhile, let me just start by saying that I have never had such subpar service. Ugh. Number A. After being seating and ordering drinks and appetizers, Sis took a little longer than I'm accustomed to waiting, but I digress. Letter 2. Why did it take a whole hour for us to get our food, huh? And I was missing a side when it did come out. Ugh. Keep in mind, two couples came after us and got their food and were leaving by the time our food came. Now, I'm a pretty calm guy, but I almost lost it when who I thought was the manager came to our table and apologized and tried to explain that our food was on the way, but was delayed because we had a double order. Chicken and shrimp / steak and shrimp. Huh? First of all, that doesn't make sense, sis. Huh? Second of all, I'm hungry. Huh? Third of all, where is my discount? Huh? That being said, this little bird did not offer me a discount or free meal. Ugh. Oh, but trust that I got an unfavorable evaluation from me when he went online and completed that customer satisfaction survey. Hashtag over it. Hashtag buy wig. Hashtag the door is closed. Hashtag won't be back. Hashtag throw the whole restaurant away. Hashtag I'm yet drinking water. Hashtag and minding my own business. Hashtag thick boy problems." And now, that's it.
This is a lot to unpack. Yes. I would like, before we begin the unpacking, I'd like to take one little piece, comment on it, and throw it away.
Okay.
All right. Don't call your waitress little bird, you freak. Go fuck yourself.
Kind of weird. But
yeah,
I guess
I absolutely do not endorse that.
I suppose it's in juxtaposition. If he's a thick boy, maybe that's just how he sees people around as thick as him. As little birds.
Little fried chickens that he can...
Out of my way, bird person.
You know when Bugs Bunny is stranded and he sees his companion as a chicken? That's how he just sees other people. At all times.
He just has to rub his eyes.
Yeah, that's probably why he acts like such a pompous jerk. He has to live with that going on all the time.
It's a struggle.
It's a hashtag struggle.
Yeah, not a lot of our reviews have that sort of hashtag caboose on the end there. This one almost told its own story.
Hashtag thick. Listen, I'm a thick boy, and I'm proud of it. You know, I'm getting into better shape, especially I've rejoined the workforce recently and doing some labor. Has sort of jump-started me into getting in shape again, but I never picture myself not being a thick boy, all right? So I think I can speak for thick boys everywhere when you're creating your own problems there, thick boy.
Mm.
This is an attitude problem.
He's got a pre-meal? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Anytime you're going out to eat, you got a pre-meal just in case service is a little slow.
Okay, honestly, this reminds me. When I lived in Chicago, we were going to have an apartment party. It was somebody's, I think it was mine or, no, it wasn't my birthday. I think it was my roommate's birthday or maybe my roommate's little brother's birthday. And my roommate was ordering a party sub.
Okay.
And I didn't want to make, I was going to be imbibing alcohol, you know, and at which time I would not, I knew I wasn't going to be able to control my own hunger. So before the party, even though I knew I was going to eat at the party, I went to 7-Eleven and got like a jumbo microwave burrito just to sort of, instead of pre-gaming the party with drinks, I pre-gamed it with a burrito so I wouldn't make an ass of myself gorging myself on a party sub. And that's hashtag thick boy problems.
Yeah, I've never had that cross through my mind.
Be thankful that that's not the life you have to lead. Know, know what I do to make sure that I can be a socially acceptable human. You know, me gorging myself, it's not some sort of sick problem. It's just to protect others. I'm sort of a Batman.
Protect their innocence. They can yes, never stomach a sub again if they saw what you did to one.
Yeah, I would just like put my mouth at one end of the table and then
you tip it upwards. Like Scooby and Shaggy or something.
Exactly. Thick boy legends.
Not the boss sub, no.
And then I spit out the toothpick and catch it in my hand and clean my teeth.
Oh, man.
So any parts of this review, any lines really hit you?
Something I do want to touch on. How, he says, so here goes. Picture it, Sicily, 1922. And then just starts talking about them going to the restaurant. I don't know, like, I felt like the stage was being set, like, picture it Pompeii, it was that bad, but he just says, picture it Sicily 1922, me and Letitia decide to go to Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen to feed our faces.
That's just the beginning of a Neutral Milk Hotel song, isn't it?
Is it?
Picture it Sicily 1922, that's the worst Neutral Milk Hotel impression ever, I apologize.
God, the only thing that I could maybe derive from it is that this was a review from 2018, and they say, we're not going to have bad service like this in 2018, so picture it in Sicily 1922. You know, notorious for the worst service ever, obviously. They just throw pizzas at you.
Hey, that sounds great.
Hey, it's okay. About
me as a thick boy, as Manja. A thick boy legend. If when a pizza is thrown at me, my jaw just unhinges,
hey,
reactively, and I catch it in my mouth. Ow. Ow.
Manja, manja, manja. Hey, tengo familia. You're
like, oh. Yes,
that's so salami, much Italian.
Salami, gorgonzola,
gabagool,
gabagool. I don't know why or how, but. And I've never watched Sopranos, but I did see a supercut on YouTube of every time they say gabagool in Sopranos. So that's a good watch.
Yeah, it's a strange way to say that word.
Gabagool. That's a ghoul that talks a lot. not to be friends with gabagool,
mm-hmm.
an Italian meat. Oh man, this guy sucks.
A little bit. He's not the worst guy out there, but he sounds like he's a crummy dude.
He was on one when he wrote this review.
He's getting upset with his sister for taking longer than he's used to order. Whether it's his sister or not, he says it's his coworker, Letitia. Maybe he just calls people sisters, too. I don't know.
He's calling people sisters. He's hashtagging shit. He's, like, you know, objectifying waitresses. He's bringing us to Sicily 1922 and just leaving us there. Just leaving us there without context.
Yeah. We're better than that.
Yeah. I got a little quick one here as well.
Feed me.
This feed me like is a bird. For... like a little bird?
Yeah. Sang Skittles commercials, right?
What?
That no one cares about that.
I care. I love it. I'm into it. This is a review you'll be very happy to hear from Amazon for the one and only Diddy Kong Racing.
Cool boy.
For those of you. For those of you who don't know, maybe Matt's favorite game of all time. Definitely among them, right?
Yeah, among them. I was actually playing Perfect Dark yesterday, so.
Oh, that's yeah, that's also.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we just like say, hey, Matt, what's your favorite games? That's a YouTube video to come. Anyway, this is a customer review for Diddy Kong Racing by Drake. It reads, $600? You gotta be out of your damn mind. 1 star.
Brody, you got taken for a ride. You got those 10 rockets shot at you, bro.
Yeah, I think he was talking about at the time that review was written, they must have only had in stock like a collector's in plastic version of it.
And no doubt it's some marketplace seller. It's not actually Amazon. It's some guy in, I don't know, Delaware with his copy.
Right now they have, you can get Diddy Kong Racing from Amazon, new and used for, $30.
Yeah, that's good. That's not bad.
Not bad at all, but I just thought, I mean, I'm a game collector. I would, Diddy Kong Racing in my heart is worth $600.
As I said, playing Perfect Dark yesterday and looked at the time counter for how long this one profile on that game has been played. It is not in the hours that have been put into that game. It is into the days.
There are they multiple just skip to the
days that have been played. So for the amount of enjoyment I got out of that game, I know I probably put close to the same amount of time into Diddy Kong Racing. So
yeah,
hey,
no judgment here.
It's got staying power.
On World of Warcraft, you can type in /played. And it'll display how much time you've played in that character. I don't do that anymore. I can't do that to my little heart. And I always think, like, because as a kid, I would play Pokemon Blue. I would just play it until I beat the Elite Four, go catch Mewtwo, restart the game, start a new game, and do it again. I did that so many times. I've beaten Pokemon Blue. I am so glad I didn't track the hours I played that game. Because it would be shameful if I could count the hours.
I mean, it's worthwhile. It's entertainment. You gotta.
Yeah, you can't put a premium on media you love. That's what I would say.
Yeah, sure. Happiness has no price.
Right. Happy, you know. And I'm looking at Diddy Kong's face on this box, and that guy's. Even though there is a giant pig wizard shooting like Sith Lord lightning at him.
Whizpig.
Whizpig is about to end Diddy's life. And Diddy has just got the smiling ear to ear.
That's because Raj is there and he's like, hello.
Is that the elephant? Race.
Yeah.
Man. Diddy Kong Racing, is this game racist?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little. I think it's just of its time, right? When does this come out? 96, something like that. Man, this has just got me. I just want to play some Diddy Kong Racing. It's going on outside my window. what's your go-to vehicle in Diddy Kong?
It all depends on the course, the realm you're racing in, but
you know, by realm, by course, you're wilding.
I mean, plane is pretty hard to get around, but cart or plane, usually. Some of those are only water levels, though.
As a kid, I would always want to do plane or hovercraft. I could do the plane fine, but cart, I would always just do way better on the cart. And I would always be like, oh, this is boring. You know what they always say? If you're riding a cart, you might as well just fart. That's comedy, folks. Why don't you take that one to the break? You know, enjoy that. I know you're still laughing. And it's going to take all a break to stop laughing from that great joke I just made. But be sure to, take a little listen to the ad break. You know, it's be respectful, would you, listener?
Yeah. You never know when we might bust into the middle of it with more cool content.
Yeah, you never know when we might bust.
Surprise, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. There is something different in the ad break this time because we've got another little podcast to talk to you about. It's not My Cousins. We'll get to that later. This is a show that is somewhat actually similar to ours. You think, what? Your idea is so off the wall. That can't possibly happen. Well, it's happened. Allow me to speak. College students hold candlelight vigil for Taco Bell after it closes. Man wants to charge his girlfriend $24 a night when she sleeps over. Vegan bride banishes meat eaters from her wedding. Woman makes $60,000 a year selling her dirty underwear online. What is that you're asking yourself? What are those crazy headlines? Give me a moment. Check out Brooke and Julie on the Real Funny Stories podcast, where they talk about the funniest news stories you probably missed. They scour the internet each week, just like Brent and I, to find you the most hilarious, strange, and outlandish stories. Join them every Monday, the day before our episodes come out, and prepare to laugh. Any platform you use, they are on it. Search for the Real Funny Stories podcast. And I mean, if you want a little different flavor than us, these are Texans, folks. They speak different.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Real Funny Stories podcast.
Real Funny Yeehaws podcast. Real Funny Stories podcast. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, that's great. Go listen to their podcast.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Me, You, and Meme Reviews. In case you missed last week's episode, go listen to it now. Put this on pause, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever player you're on. It should be smart enough to know where you left off so you can pick back up at this moment. It's well worth your time. If you don't want to do that, fine.
Fine. Whatever. Whatever.
In the second, the second part of our first Me, You, and Meme Reviews segment, we're wrapping up the Three Wolf Moon t-shirt from themountain.com. If you don't want to hear about it, well, let me just reread that initial first meme review that there ever was. Pros: fits my girthy frame, has wolves on it, attracts women. Cons: only three wolves, could probably use a few more on the guns. Cannot see wolves when sitting with arms crossed. Wolves would have been better if they glowed in the dark. People thought that was funny, so they left their own funny reviews. At the present moment, I am wearing this shirt. And here is my review. Well, I have two reviews. I have my meme review and I have a legitimate one for people who actually want to know what the shirt is like in case they're actually just trying to buy a product, okay? They don't understand these internet jokes and they need help.
We're trying to help people on this podcast, okay?
For the regulars first. For a print shirt that covers nearly the entire front, it feels very light and not smothering, sticky, or warm. Also, it's a well-detailed print and should age well. The neck is maybe a little tighter than I'm used to, but it'll probably break in. And I caught my reflection in a window this morning and thought I looked good. Granted, I've shaved recently and I'm happy with that. I don't look like a wolf, just a coordinated and comfy human. That's my review. I'd give it 5 stars. It's a good shirt.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now it's time for the memes. So everyone, I've helped you out there. I'm going to be blogging about this too, but time for the action. You know, I'm a writer sometimes. My review is titled, Welcome to the Wolf Realm. If you put this shirt on, you are doing it wrong. I merely held the shirt in my expectant hands and watched as, like a hairy symbiote, it enveloped me, pulling me from this plane into the wolf realm. And there I felt the spirit of the wolf. In a world populated only by wolves, whose law is right? My kin fought with the Alphys in Wolf War Sun and Wolf War Moon, even in the Kibble War generations before. Their blood runs through me like me, because I am now a wolf, ready to right wrongs. I don't bare my fangs because forget bears. Kevin Costner doesn't dance with my wolves because wolves always lead, and Kevin gets emasculated. Werewolf? Thanks, Igor, but it's every werewolf. Look out, Woody, because there's a wolf in your boot. Sorry, Sam Jacks, there are wolves on this plane, and it's because we're howling from ever higher heights. Don't get in our way. We about to bay at our bay.
You really five went stars. For a big dog. Five stars.
It's a good shirt, though. It's nice.
Yeah, it's comfy, right?
It's comfy, pretty, yeah.
What more do you need? What more do you need?
If you order from themountain.com, you get a discount for a first-time order. Do that.
Yeah, I definitely need to pick up on that that sweet rockin' skeleton shirt.
Death knocks and death rocks.
I liked how you were sort of fashioned yourself a wolf superhero when you put the shirt on.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm gonna have to take some sick pics with this.
I'm feeling like a sick pig. And the only vaccine is this next review I have.
Okay.
This is a review from Amazon again. This review is for Medley Hills Farm Cereal Marshmallows, 1 pound. So a 1 pound bag of those little cereal marshmallows you might find in Lucky Charms.
Yep. Knock off Lucky Charms.
Yeah, but it's just the marshmallows. None of that shitty healthy stuff.
Healthy.
Shay241 titles the review, "Buy These, No Don't, or Do." They write, "Delicious. Worst thing I've ever ordered. Lost about 2 years of my lifespan. I love them. 4 stars.
At least you have the soundness of mind to recognize what we might classify as self-harm.
Yes.
Just eating a bowl full of Mallow Bites.
Yeah, I definitely, if I was hungry enough, I got my hands on a 1 pound bag of Mallow Bites. Dude, they wouldn't last long.
No, I'd do it.
It would be the thing, I hope people can relate to this, where you're eating a bag of chips or something, and you're eating them, and you're really eating them, and all of a sudden you think, whoa, I want some of these later. I better stop. And then you look down in the bag, and it's like, that's not enough to have a snack later.
We've passed
later.
The point of no return.
Right, exactly. I would definitely do the same thing on these. There would be a point of no return. I would pass it unknowingly and then go, well, okay. And happily, begrudgingly, but excitedly, but ashamedly finish the marshmallows.
I don't think 1 pound would be enough. I would want to. It wouldn't be enough, and yet it would be too much all at the same time. Because I'd want to make like a milkshake out of it.
Oh, that's actually genius.
Because I already have in my mind what the milk would be like after eating a bowl of just Mallow cereal, so sweet and decadent and syrupy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, if I take that to the next level and put it in a blender of vanilla and ice cream and a little milk, then it's going to make a milkshake that's way too big, because that happens every time. Like, uh-oh, this isn't going to freeze well. I just have to have all this milkshake. And then your tum-tum, ooh.
I know you're half joking. I know we're doing a bit here, but I high-key want a Lucky Charms milkshake now. That sounds so good.
I want to say back in our old college town of K-Town, Kenosha, Grab Burger had a lot of fun and exciting milkshake options, like mm-hmm. weekly cycle of milkshake options. And they may have had something related to cereal. I don't know.
That just sounds like such a match made in heaven. Like Lucky Charms milkshake sounds better than Lucky Charms cereal.
It does. Whipped cream on top. Mm.
Yes, or like for my shout out alcoholics out there, a nice like a Lucky Charms sort of cocktail with Bailey's as the base. Oh, that probably Ooh. Would be wonderful. Wonderful. I'm looking at, I googled Lucky Charms milkshake. I'm looking at a list of recipes. I dare not click.
I can steer you away if we want to be steered away.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Don't worry, we'll stay in Snacktown. I have a Walmart review for Goldfish Flavor Blasted Snack Crackers Extra Cheddar. And this is like the big carton of Goldfish.
Like a gallon of Goldfish snacks.
Yeah. Demi titles their review Crunchy and Yummy. I would give 5 stars, but the box is very difficult to open. But once I got into it, everything was great. When I want a snack on them, I just pour out a bowl full and munch away. They are nice and cheesy and stay fresh in the box. They have a nice crunch, but are still soft enough for me to eat with bad teeth. 4 stars.
We've talked a lot about gluttony on this latter half of the podcast here. And that is really the best way to portion your bagged, large bagged snacks. You should definitely just get like a little cereal bowl and fill it.
Yeah.
And
for
that
sure.
way you stop yourself. You know, I know that. That does not mean that I practice it, but I know that to be true.
Whoever said you had to practice what you preach?
No one, dude. Absolutely. Absolutely no one in this day and age. Yeah, it's just the alliteration. That's why people like it.
Alliteration has power.
I'm literally want some Goldfish crackers now. Maybe I'm just hungry. I had lunch. It's getting to be about dinner time.
It's getting close.
Getting close. And they... as close as this person should be to a toothbrush and toothpaste.
Yeah, that's really what stood out to me. It's a standard review until nice crunch, but soft enough for me to eat with bad teeth.
How bad your teeth gotta be that you need soft foods?
You don't... I don't know.
What are they? Are their teeth like little gummy bears?
Oh, Captain Gummy Tooth.
You know, a lot of people say, George Washington had ivory dentures. He had wooden dentures. Actually, he had gummy bear dentures.
Ugh.
You don't like that, do you?
I don't like it. I don't.
Ugh. If you ever bit your cheek, it wouldn't hurt, though. Or your tongue, and you'd be just fine.
Silver linings to everything. But, yeah, how bad? You don't even actually need to chew Goldfish. You let it sit in your mouth, and it's just going to turn into Goldfish paste. A Goldfish tar, you might say, you've refined it into.
That reminds me of a horrific story from my childhood. I don't know if this is funny or not, but please bear with me, everyone.
Yeah.
Matt and listeners. When one time I put Goldfish crackers and we didn't have Parmesan cheese. I was like, Mom, I want Parmesan cheese on my spaghetti. She said, sorry, we don't have any. And, you know, I was just kind of like, oh, okay. But she's like, oh, we do have Goldfish crackers. So I put crumbled up Goldfish crackers on my spaghetti. Genius idea. But in my, again, back to the gluttony, very great theme for this episode. I was slurping noodles down, wistfully unawares of the jagged death crackers in my spaghetti. And accidentally downed a couple jagged half-shoot crackers. And that didn't sit too well in the old trachea, that's for sure.
The esophageal damage caused by razor-sharp cracker edges.
Yep, it almost ended my podcast career at the age of 7.
I think it was resourceful to try that.
No, I recommend it. Like, you just, you know, don't be a dumbass. Don't be an Alexander dumbass like me.
I can see it working really well with mac and cheese, too.
Oh, now you're talking, dude. You know, Cheetos did that, has mac and cheese now. Have you seen that?
Oh, I haven't. It's been ages since I've been inside a grocery store.
Yeah, my friends tried it, and they said it's exactly like you would think. It tastes like Cheetos in mac and cheese form in a good way.
Okay.
And I think they have the jalapeno, the hot Cheetos flavor, too.
All right. I just like that.
That's not funny. That's just like, hey.
I like that clarification. In a good way.
In a good way, right. That's kind of what I thought first. I was like, ugh, it just tastes like Cheetos? But he's like, no, it's perfect. Hey,
I killed everyone at the comedy club last night in a good way.
In a good way. In a good yeah, way. I first put them to sleep, laid them down on a little pillow, and then I proceeded to cut their heart out.
Suffocate them. Yeah, they didn't feel a thing. Very magnanimous of me, I know.
I killed everyone at the comedy club. I locked the doors and slowly sleeped. Poisonous gas in. No scent. No one knew it was happening. Everyone just slowly fell asleep. This is not a confession.
Boy, is this crowd dead or what? Yes.
Hey, I'd like to say I warmed them up for you, but they're looking a little cold out there.
The murdering comic, and he's just like getting away with it every time.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix played that role, didn't he?
That movie stunk.
Ooh, he's laying it down. I haven't seen
laying it.
I'm kind of scared to watch it because I
wouldn't watch it again. I watched it while I was donating platelets.
So that's sort of a weird context to put a movie in.
For those listeners who need to know, my blood type is AB positive, which means I'm the universal recipient for blood.
Mm-hmm.
But the universal donor for platelets / plasma.
Oh, okay.
Because they do different things. So that's like, that's all I can do to help. And I have nice Neptune veins on my arms that the nurses and phlebotomists can find easily to poke in. But it's like a 2-hour process because they take the blood out and spin it around until it separates. And then they put it back in the other side. So I usually watch movies when it happens. And
you just so happen to watch The Joker, huh?
Joker. I was like, oh. Even the phlebotomist, she's like, oh, this is a dark one. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen it. And then afterwards, I'm like, yeah, I don't need to watch that again.
People are going to be pissed at me. I haven't seen it, but I have seen the scene.
Oh.
You know, the talk show scene.
Scene.
Right. It was funny. Seems like a funny movie.
Yeah, laugh a minute. It's a riot.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it because I'm a huge Joaquin Phoenix fan.
I can see him.
Yeah, he's maybe... He's
great in Her.
Oh, I love Her. I love Gladiator.
Yeah.
He plays such a fantastic villain in Gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I don't want to have, if it's cringy, if there's even one cringy moment, I don't want to associate that with Mr. Phoenix. But hey, the Robert Pattinson Batman, I think it might be kind of good.
Yeah, I'm willing to go in on Robbie Pats.
Yeah, Robbie Pats is looking Robbie Fats in his Batman suit. That's not true.
Robbie Pats.
Very trim.
Back to the nice bit, though. I love the idea of a comic who literally murders the crowd. And no one, like, apprehends him. It's just the comic who's after him is like, gosh darn it happened again. Yeah. I'm following this. How do I follow that? God.
Yeah, I feel like that's like it's an ancient Rome where murder is just kind of fine.
Hey, good luck, buddy.
I mean, maybe some comics might kind of want that sometime. Just like the crowd to literally be dead. That's sort of sad. that's just a sad comic. Yeah, everyone gets pissed off when the murdering comedian kills their crowd before they go on. But there's one sad guy who just couldn't, you know, he just couldn't do it at night. And he's like, hey, listen, buddy, you know, I was having a rough day and I was really nervous to go out on stage. My material hasn't really been hitting lately. And yeah, I can just breathe a sigh of relief and just go through the motions up there. I appreciate it, buddy.
Sorry, I got a bit of a cough. I'm gonna take the night off. You can have my slot.
Yeah.
The sad guy just drags himself out. Oh.
All those alive bodies in the seats. Oh, no. Oh, it's a full crowd tonight. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, Thanks to our full crowd for enjoying our podcast today. Big episode 16.
Thanks for staying alive now. For us.
Yeah, thanks for thanks for not being murdered by our horrendous comedy. So we can drive now.
We can drive, cool.
Which means, hey, follow us on Spotify, follow us on iTunes, check out our website.
Amazon Music Podcasts.
That's right. We are now on Amazon Music Podcasts. Amazon Podcasts has launched. If you get your music from Amazon and would like to transition to listening to the podcast there, hey, reviewparty.com is there for you. And if you have an Amazon account, which I know you do, please go find us on Amazon Podcasts. Just go to Amazon Music, search reviewparty.com, and leave us a little follow. That helps us out tremendously, especially on this new platform launching.
If you want to send us a review to feature in these episodes, send that review or the hyperlink to it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Leave a name or a name you'd like to be known by, and we'll plug you as your review on the show.
Yeah, we absolutely love doing fan reviews. So the more, the better, people. If you ever stumble on a funny review and want to send it in, please send it our way. Check out our Twitter and Instagram. Our Twitter is @ReviewPartyPod, and our Instagram is ReviewParty.com. And most importantly, if you like our podcast and think we're funny, and you have a friend that also likes funny podcasts, let them know about us. Send them a little link.
You find all sorts of stuff on our website, including the shop, including the newsletter subscription button, including all the episodes you may have missed, and cool pictures we attach to them that don't get seen anywhere else. So check that out.
We really put a lot of effort into picking a perfect little picture for every single episode, so I hope someone out there appreciates them.
Finally, a quick replugs to the Campaign Her podcast and Real Funny Stories podcast. You can check those out wherever podcasts are available. And as always, big thanks to the Nosebleeds. Listen to their music on Spotify. Just search Nosebleeds, one word. Bread for Breakfast cranks through your ears every time you hear us on this show. And we love it. We love them for it.
Yeah, we love everybody. We love Campaign Her. We love Real Funny Stories. We love Nosebleeds. Please go check out and support our friends. I got a finisher to take us out of here, brother. This is a customer review from Amazon for Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
Nodding.
This is a review by Mr. Carlton B. Morgan. It reads, "Just a bunch of people going to each other's houses. 1 star.
Bros, where's...
He nailed it.
So did I.
I like Pride and Prejudice, and I also like saying goodbye to our listeners. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This has been ReviewParty.com. Take it easy, folks.